Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hey, everybody.
And special guest today from, let's see, which one should I pick from? We'll say the Elite Eight Showdown. That's where I know him best from.
Yeah.
We've got Tim.
Hello.
Hi, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty all right. Aggressively all right.
Just all, okay. Hey, that's aggressively is better, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. We just got done with a fun Chitty Chats.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was rousing.
I'm sorry, did you say it was arousing?
We did talk about World of Warcraft, which is always arousing.
My nerd dick is so hard. for the horde.
All three of them? Anyway.
Gonna sodomize you with all three of my penises.
I need to rewatch that soon.
I haven't watched it for so long.
Yeah, I mean, I got it over there. Talking about the Legend of Neil web series. I don't know if you know that or remember that.
You know, that was, I feel like, on a list of something I needed to get around to at some point, and I haven't. But now it's back on there. Back on the radar.
It was so good. Like
Elite
I loved
Eight. Eight best or worst web series. Nerd
Ooh.
Web series.
Actually.
Ooh.
Gonna text You're welcome. Right now.
Write that down. Yes.
Write that down.
But yeah, so we are going to be covering Wanted. This was, Tim, you kind of chose this one.
Mm-hmm.
You said you liked Mark Millar, and I'm like, hey, well, I just picked up this book. Let's cover this one. And you're like, yeah, let's go for it.
Yeah.
So this is Wanted. We're going to cover issues 1-6. They were released by Top Cow through 2003, from 2003 to 2005, which is interesting. That's a wide range for six issues, but yeah, it's Top Cow, so I'm sure they have the reason. The writer is Mark Millar. The pencils and inks were done by J.G. Jones. Colors by I can't even read my handwriting.
Paul Mounts.
Yeah, Bongo Tones. Paul Mounts. Gotta make sure you say Bongo Tones. Because that's what they have written down. I don't know.
Bongo Tones.
If you get to say Bongo Tones, yeah, you absolutely can't leave it out.
Exactly. And then, did I have something else? I have something else there. Oh, Leathers. There we go. Leathers by Dreamer Designs, Robin Sphere R, Dennis Heisler, and Mark Roslin. Yeah.
Sure.
We'll go with that. So let's go ahead and get into this first issue. And we start out with this guy fucking this girl, but it's not his girlfriend?
We don't know that.
No, they actually says, like, this is my best friend having sex with my girlfriend over the IKEA table I picked up for a really good price. I like that he's really intent on that IKEA table. I'm actually kind of surprised that it's not falling apart, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure there was a couple screws that didn't get put in.
There was a screw that just got put in, though, so...
There was a screw that got put in. Good point.
There's only so much an Allen wrench can do, let's be fair.
But we're talking about... I mean, we don't actually get his name right away, but we're talking about Wesley Gibson. He's just this...
whiny-ass little bitch.
Yeah,
he's
also...
With no spine.
Yeah.
No spine.
He's kind of racist.
Just, well, there's that. Well, he says his African-American boss. His bitch of an African-American boss.
But the fact that he has to point out that she's African-American...
Yeah, fair.
Yeah, there's something about that bothered me during this reading of it. It was like they leaned into that too hard. It wasn't just a boss. It was an African-American boss, and that's why it was an issue. And it was like...
Again, this is so... Okay, we had talked about this before we started recording anything, Tim.
Yeah.
You really like Mark Millar's stuff.
I do.
And you really like this one. But you've had a change of heart this last read. I'm thinking, obviously, because we live in 2021 now versus early, mid-2000s. So our mindsets have definitely changed over the years. always a good thing.
Yeah, so, like, when I first read this, it was... And probably the reason I always cleaved to Mark Millar is he was edgy for edginess sake.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't... Maybe I'm desensitized to it a little bit now, where it's just like, all right, now you're just doing it to do it. Like, it doesn't need to do there. It's not for a plot reason. I still like edgier works, but when they're just doing it for a shock factor, it almost feels like late seasons of Family Guy, where it's like,
no, you're let's not move on. I actually, there was one season of Family Guy, I can't remember which season it was, but, like, they were doing stuff like that, and I'm like, I can't. Like, there was one episode where Quagmire's sister was getting raped by her husband or something like that, and I'm like, this is fucking dark. Like, what the? I stopped. Like, and then I think Quagmire ended up killing him or something. It just got really dark and really weird. I'm like, this is not the comedy that I liked.
Right. I'm fine with prose or working towards something or trying to have an effect, but when it is simply just there because it's been three panels and you haven't raped or murder fucked somebody's are we allowed to say murder fucked? Okay.
We got the explicit tag.
Where you haven't done something like that in three panels, so you're just doing it to do it. It loses all impact for me.
Yeah. There's one... I'm trying to look at my giant list of wall. Did Mark Millar do Reborn? Is that him?
Yes. Yep.
Which I really like Reborn. We might get to that in the future at some point in time. But
it's so odd that kind of didn't fall into a lot of the pitfalls that are normally in a Mark Millar thing, like Kick-Ass. But
that also
Nemesis.
Came out about 5 years ago.
Yeah,
like 2015-ish, 2016. So maybe he had a change of heart. Like things have been different.
Well, and did he do? I can never remember if this is on his list or not. But did he do Kingsman?
I think so. I believe so.
And that one, too, that's significantly tamer, but very good compared to some of his other stuff.
Wait, yeah. Kingsman was a comic book?
Yes. Oh. So we will watch that for Rundown Reviews at some point in time.
I made, when Abby was living with me, I made her watch them.
Okay.
Yeah. The first one, I still like. The second one,
I haven't seen any of them.
You want to borrow them? I've got them.
Yeah, I can wait. Maybe. We'll see.
Hey, you can wait until we watch him for this.
Yeah, and be fresh.
Then, yeah.
So, we'll go that route. Anyway, back to the comic.
We're reading the comic.
we got Wesley just being a, like you said, whiny little pussy. Just he gives in to every, stereotype of...
And what really kills me about him, this sesame-crusted salmon over sourdough with mustard greens and wasabi mayonnaise that I eat just to prove that I'm different from the herd.
But he eats every single day.
Every
for like last,
single
what do you say, 18 months
fucking
or something like that?
Day.
Yeah, no.
Right.
And no.
You know what the way his life is going to when he
this
goes in and orders that? They're like, oh, it's that salmon encrusted wasabi mayo guy.
Yeah.
Just
yeah,
order a burger. We're a burger place. Why are you doing this here?
You know he would smell all day.
Yeah. Yep.
Which is probably why his girlfriend is fucking his best friend.
And why the boss always treats him like shit. Probably. Because she has to be short with him. Because if she's not, she has to stand there and smell that fetid breath.
Right. And you know he just throws it away in the trash next to him, and it just sits there, and it gets taken out once a week, so there's 3 days of old salmon sitting in his little garbage can wastebasket. That's
and he probably,
just getting rank.
He probably reheats it in the microwave in the commons area.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So everybody has to smell that shit.
He's one of them. Yeah, Wesley, his life sucks. His life is, he's just...
His life is what he made it.
It is. But he's also...
He's Eminem. Like, in how he's drawn.
Yeah, at first, that's what I thought. But then, you know, he's got the bright, or the big, curly-ish hair when he has his hood off, his hat off.
Yeah.
But he's a character. But we move on. And we are introduced to this guy who is about ready to watch these two men have sex.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not going to... How do you explain it? It's like, I just like to do this gay thing every other year to whet my appetite for the pleasure of a fairer sex. It's like... I mean,
I'm not gay, I just want to watch it.
Yeah,
so like, it makes women hotter to me.
Could just have sex with a lady, but...
Look.
Whatever.
Look. Some people just never step out of the closet, okay?
But he's... I don't know. But I like how the guys are like saying,
"That's fine, but if you want to touch, it's going to cost extra."
Yeah, exactly. But before anything actually happen, we see a couple of like sniper lines, red lines,
crosshairs.
Well, we don't see the crosshairs; you see the dots. Yeah,
you see the crosshair right here. Oh, you're talking about okay, gotcha.
And on his forehead, and then the two guys get shot, and this guy is Mr. Gibson, so we can just assume he's related to Wesley somehow.
I like his Spider-Man boots.
Yeah, he ducks out, and then he's got Spider-Man boots. He's running across the wall, or the building, I should say. After he jumps out of the window with his two pistols, and then he goes out and takes this tactical team apart.
In nothing but his robe and underwear.
Yeah.
And Spidey boots.
The Spidey boots.
I can't believe I overlooked that. Yeah, those are just straight up Spider-Man boots.
And but not just I'd any like Spider-Man, black suit Spider-Man.
Yes.
Yeah.
Black suit Spider-Man. So he probably danced down the street in them too.
Yep. Had to have.
Well, yeah. I mean.
Like, it's a. It's
with
a...
great boots comes great responsibility.
Like... So he's getting ready to pop this last guy. And he's like, "Do you know who I am? Do you know who I fucking am?" And the guy's like, "You're just, you know, we don't know
anybody." I'm the Juggernaut, bitch. No, that's not what he says.
No, that's not what he says. The one tactical guy's like, "You know, we got paid to do this, man. We're just decoys. And Gibson's just like, "Wait, what?" And he stops for a second, and then gets his head blown off.
He falls for one of the classic blunders, getting a bullet through your head.
Bullets, I hate when that my happens. Only weakness. How did you know?
I hate when that happens. All right, so we go to the funeral, and we see Sucker. I forget these guys' names. They're just so like out there. But this is
I think it's Imp and Sucker.
Imp and Sucker. I think Fox is there, and they talk about Mr. Rictus. I forgot these issues are like they're 20 some pages long, but there's a lot of dialogue in these. Okay, so, you know, we got Imp, we got Sucker. They're talking about how, what's this guy's, did they actually say his name, the killer? Like, Gibson's name, was that, what was his code name? Was that Killer?
Yeah, it was Killer.
Okay. Yeah. And how he was killed by a guy from two cities away.
Yeah.
Like, that's where the gun was shot from.
Because
like,
if it wasn't, he would have known and he would have been able to avoid it.
Yeah, like, which is, damn, that's amazing.
That's an amazing shot.
It's an amazing shot. Well, and I keep falling back onto the movie, which...
Haven't seen it yet.
You haven't. Tim, you and I have.
Thank God I saw the movie before reading this comic. I would have been furious.
Yes. The book and the movie are nothing alike. Like, the names are the same. But the nothing alike.
Okay.
So, just think about that when we watch the movie in a couple years.
Gotcha.
Do I have the movie?
So it's like watching The Hobbit as opposed to reading the book.
No, because the...
It's indescribable how different they are. They are completely separate stories, completely separate peoples, completely separate worlds. There's... next to nothing similar.
So like, it's like watching Game of Thrones as opposed to reading the books.
Well, it's watching the last three seasons of Game of Thrones.
Well, I wouldn't know because he hasn't finished the last fucking books.
And he never will.
Stupid fat fuck.
It would be like that if in the TV show there were no dragons, there was no White Walkers. It would be like, yeah.
So, they're just talking about how...
how much money he had.
Yeah, what's going to happen to everything that he owned? And they're like, well, turns out there was a son.
A byblow.
A what?
A byblow. A bastard.
Wow. A son that he had that, you know, just inherited all this money. And now we just got to go get him. We just got to go find this kid. And we go back to Wesley and he is... His girlfriend.
Yeah.
She's a piece of shit.
Just I love that. You know, maybe maybe if we had a kid, then I wouldn't need to have sex with all these other people because then you could give me the validation I need.
Yeah.
This is like, your fault, Wesley. No one else's.
Like, what? What?
Look, her biggest problem is he's a little bitch.
Well, and he is... He was raised that way. His mom basically made him a hypochondriac. Yeah. Like, every little thing that happens, it's a problem. And you have to make sure you fix that problem. Yeah, it's terrible. But we finally get him getting ready to order his salmon over sourdough with mustard greens and wasabi mayonnaise. When Fox shows up, and she, you know, says that, you know, you can cancel that order because Wesley's coming with me. And Wes is just like, well, who the hell are you? Like, get away from me, you crazy lady. And then she kills everybody in the restaurant. Because why not?
It's total Mark Millar fashion where gratuitous violence for gratuitous violence. Because there's no other way to illustrate your point that, hey, we should really have a talk. Let's go in my car. Oh, you don't want to. All right, well, I'm just going to murder everybody. And then we can go.
It works. Yeah. You're being brave in front of all these people? Well, I'll just take away all these people. And, yeah, I guess it proves a point.
It's an ends to a means. I mean, if he was only feeling confident because there were people there, if you remove those people, he will no longer feel confident. I mean, it's just basic math. There's no other thing that she could have done to get him to go in that car.
People plus gun equals you're sucking my dick now, Wesley.
Right.
And
I believe she's supposed to be drawn like Halle Berry, too. Because I know that looks, he's very much supposed to be Eminem.
Halle Berry and Eminem.
Yep,
exactly. That was definitely the feel I got. But then she basically like throws him in the car and starts speeding off. And he's talking about, you know, the cops are going to be on you any second. You'll be going to jail for this, you crazy bitch. And she's like, no, I don't think so. See this pin right here and those plates I have? That means I can do anything I want. And he starts crying like a little bitch again. Because he's at this moment in time, he, you know, is a little bitch.
Well, to be fair, his sugar was a little low. He didn't get his sandwich. I mean, it makes a man emotional.
That's fair. No. That's fair. And mental illness is real in men.
Sorry, let's not get carried away.
Yeah. Sorry, I keep bringing up things but they go to this secret base and, you know, they take the car down to the lair.
In a chop shop?
Basically.
With little creepy dolls.
Oh, with Dollmaster? Yeah. It's fine. They're fine.
And it's like an underground city. It's like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Roadways and businesses.
But the one thing that sticks out to me is, you know, Fox is talking to Dollmaster, and he says... Well, he says he has hepatitis B from that smash and grab, but he says that it was on Earth 594. And Wesley picks up on that. He's like, wait, what? What? Earth? What are you talking about? What Earth? And this is where we get that these people are talking about multiverse and jumping realities. And I love multiverse stuff, so...
You know you're in for a good ride when multiverse theory happens in the first handful of pages.
Like, yeah.
It's not something you need to build for. It's not a jump the shark moment. It's right there from the get-go.
Because it definitely will play a part in the coming issues.
Yep.
So we get down to this city
with Magneto and the Shocker.
So I mean, all of these heroes. You got Juggernaut back then, or maybe even a Bane in the back there.
Oh yeah, I see that.
Sunfire and Vulture on the next page too.
Yeah. Like you get. So, one thing I liked about this book is that they don't directly say that these are Marvel and DC heroes, but they're Marvel and DC heroes and villains. Yeah. They're just straight up a ripoff of those characters.
But as long as they
and don't, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, as long as they don't say it.
Yeah, well, especially like, what was it, Dimwit?
Fuckwit.
Thank you. Fuckwit.
Yeah.
He's Bizarro.
Yeah, oh yeah.
It's Bizarro. Because they even say, Fuckwit's kind of Down syndrome copy of Earth's first superhero. You know who Earth's first superhero was? Superman. Or Zorro, if you want to get technical, but that's besides the point. But yeah, so this is a... This goes and he meets up with the professor, and they're talking about, they mention superheroes. And because all these guys, they're supervillains. And superheroes haven't been around for some time. But everything the superheroes was real. And we're gonna prove to you that supervillains are real too. We're also gonna prove to you, Wesley, this is the professor talking, that you're a supervillain. You wanna know how? Here, take this gun and, you know, just go ahead and shoot the wings of all these flies that are bugging me. And Wesley's like, well, I can't do that. I've never fired a gun before. And he's like, well, look, if you want to get this money that your father is leaving you, you have to do this. Like, you're going to be a millionaire, a multimillionaire, but you just got to shoot these wings off these flies. You know, you need some motivation? Hey, Fox, will you care to motivate him? So Fox takes her gun, puts it up to Wesley's head, and is going to count to three. And as soon as he hits three, he fires the gun, and all six flies have got their wings blown off.
There's, like, two panels on this page, which are the only panels that they did in the movie. He shot some wings off of flies, and I think that's where the similarities between this and the movie.
I think it was just one fly, too.
Yeah.
And then you had Fox, Angelina Jolie's character, taking the gun up to James McAvoy's head and, like, shoot the flies. Shoot the flies, Wesley. But yeah, like he Eminem is now looking at the gun like he's never shot before, which it's Eminem, so we know he has. And he's just like, oh, what the hell did I just do? And the professor's like, you know what? You're the answer to all my problems, Wesley. This is gonna be great. And that's where we end the first issue.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you want to hear more of Tim, go over to professionalcasual.com to check out all of his shows that he is a part of. And as always, you can find us on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this wanted story.